Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio, all podcast catchers, YouTube, and this week, live stream as well. This is Dark Mark, the goth comedian. This is our annual holiday special. I'm going to turn the camera around because somebody is sipping on oat nog and Fireball.
Yeah.
And she's got reindeer brew on. It's everybody's favorite horror writer, Nicole Six.
Good evening. Yay. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Look at you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be so much fun.
I mean, you're
bonding. Yeah.
You're bonding with our first guest.
Yeah, I was so excited to be bonding with her. I didn't know like much about you, but I'm so impressed.
And by the way, because you mentioned on your live stream that I postponed you 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You were like, I mentioned that I had a co-host, and you're like, oh, forget it. We got a comedian. Well, he'll come in. I'm like, no, no, no.
I said that? I don't remember saying that.
I remember
it's
saying
a blur.
That.
My life
anyway,
is a blur.
Her life is a blur, and that's because she has been everywhere, TV, movies, radio, podcasts. She has I'm going to put the camera on you now.
Yeah, put the camera on me.
You're so adverse to having the camera on you. You know her from Cobra Starship. You know her from The Howard Stern Show. You know her from Almost Andy Dick's Marriage. You know her from Kermit and Friends live stream. And also I met her at the Italian Festival where she was live streaming. She has come from New Jersey to Hollywood, and she's conquering the world. The host of Kermit and Friends, Elisa Jordana.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me.
I finally got your name right.
You did it perfectly.
Yes. And that's my first question, though. I got a few sponsors. But my first question is, you were born Elisa Schwartz.
Yes. Yes. I'm Elisa Schwartz. I changed my name. I was in a band, Cobra Starship.
Mm-hmm.
After that band, I'm like, I need a new start. I want to be like a new person. I want to be a better version of myself. So I changed everything. I was still doing music, but I wanted to do comedy very badly.
Right.
What happened with the band that made you want to separate yourself so entirely?
Oh, it was a miserable experience.
Oh, we'll get to it. But where does Jordana come from? That's
Jordana?
What I want to know.
You know, when I was younger, people used to say I look like Jordana Brewster. I don't think I look like her now, but people used to say that. So I was like, you know, I just like the name.
Is that how it worked? Jordana Brewster?
Yeah, it wasn't that deep. I just liked the name. I wanted something like cute, like a sexy sounding name.
It does flow very well.
Yeah, it flows.
It flows better than Eliza Schwartz.
Yeah, no, I mean, it doesn't sound. I mean, Elisa Schwartz.
I said Eliza
good.
Again.
That's okay.
Elisa Schwartz.
Call me EJ. You could call me, a lot of people call me EJ.
I'm going to call you Elisa.
Or whatever you want.
Elisa. I'm going to call you Miss Schwartz. That's what I'm going to call you. Elisa. No, Elisa.
You can call me the IRL queen because that's what I am now.
You are the IRL queen. I'm going to flip this around to me. You'll be off camera just momentarily because
okay.
I do have to say that we are, well, it'd be nice if somebody poured me a glass, but we are drinking oat nog and Fireball that I bought that nobody poured a glass for me. But I have to keep up with your energy, Elisa.
I'm very energetic. I've been sleeping all day. I had Taco Bell. I'm ready to go.
Right. Taco Bell really gets the energy going. But speaking of Taco Bell, I had one of these.
What is that?
That's our sponsor,
you
Ray's.
You have a sponsor?
Of course I have a sponsor.
How do you get a sponsor?
I'll tell you
right,
after
tell
the
us.
Show. But Ray's energy drink, it's the best. I've had every energy drink. You want to talk about Taco Bell? This is Baja Lime flavor.
So what is that called? It's called Raze?
Raze. R-A-Z-E.
R-A-Z-E.
This is Baja Lime flavor. It tastes like Baja Blast from Taco Bell.
It does?
Yeah, it does. I wish I had a... I wish
Wait,
I didn't drink it.
Can I show
it.
My audience the can of that?
Oh, please. Please.
Let's show them the sponsors.
Show them the
sponsor. This is an empty can. You don't have a full can?
Well, I was drinking oat nog.
Oh, okay. Okay,
so the camera has to be on Elisa. So here
do
we go.
Paid, yeah. If I do this, do you get paid for it?
If somebody buys a case of Ray's, if
okay,
one of your fans
you,
buys a case, I will split it with you.
Okay, if you buy a case of Ray's, which I don't know if I'm recommending yet.
No, I'll tell you why you have to recommend it.
Okay.
Zero calories.
Zero calories.
Zero carbs.
Zero carbs.
Zero crash.
Zero crash. You're going to have lots of energy. You're going to feel great. It's better than Taco Bell, and it's a sponsor of this show, so you should buy this. Energy drink. This is an old can. It has stains on it. How long has this been in the studio?
I don't know, but it's been in the studio for quite some time. You're cracking up Nicole right now. You're cracking up Nicole.
Nicole knows this is a very old can.
I do not.
It's a couple weeks old.
They couldn't send you more cans than just
Ray's, please send me more cans.
Ray's, what are you doing? You're the sponsor of the show. Let me tell you
how they get the case. If you use the description in our podcast description in any podcast catcher or on YouTube.
Is it like Dark Mark?
Dark Mark on YouTube or the Dark Mark Show on every podcast catcher on iHeartRadio.
Okay. We're on iHeartRadio right
now? Yeah, we're on iHeartRadio.
Oh.
Well, not right now, but when it posts.
I'm going to be on iHeartRadio. Okay, so I'm going to really try now.
Yes, please.
All right.
So then you get you could get 15% off a case if you use our code, DarkMark. We have one more sponsor. I didn't bring anything.
You have another sponsor?
Yes.
How do you get all these sponsors?
Having a good show.
You have a good show?
So far, it's been pretty good. You've been cracking up Nicole, so it's good. So our other sponsor, because I know that there's a lot of men that, it's hard to find gifts for men for Christmas, right?
I don't know what to buy anybody for Christmas. In fact, there's nobody in my life right now that I'm like dying to buy something for.
Well, I just came into your life, but I will tell you that give the man in your life a boner.
No way. Hell no.
No, because a lot of men have problems, and we're sponsored by Eddie by Giddy, which is the solution.
You're sponsored by a boner pill?
It's not a boner pill. It is a an apparatus that will put blood flow where it counts. Eddie by Giddy.
Show me this apparatus.
I don't have it with me.
Wait a second.
Because first off, I don't need it.
But it's a sponsor and you don't have it here?
I don't have it here, no.
Wait, it's an apparatus that makes you hard?
Yes, it's an apparatus that makes you hard. Eddie by Giddy. Hold on. Santa Claus is on the line.
Santa Claus is here?
Santa Claus doesn't
Did he bring the apparatus to make you hard?
He did not bring the apparatus, no. Hold on. Hi, Santa.
Hi there. Somehow I'm at the main entrance in the back on the base.
Nicole will be coming to get you right now.
Thank you, Nicole. Yes. The Santa Claus is just really, I don't know about him.
Anyway, you can get 20% off. 20% off Eddie by Giddy by using the code in our podcast description.
You know, I think I'm against this sponsor because I don't need
it's
guys.
My sponsor, not yours.
I know, but I don't think I like the sponsor. I don't want guys getting it any more hard than they already get.
Well, let me ask you something because this transition's great. So if you need help in that area, some guys use it once, it works. Some guys use it every time, it works. Okay. I've seen the reviews. I've seen the clinical trials. It works.
It works?
It works. Better than pills.
Guys that can't get hard, the guys that are old, or guys that have erection problems?
Old, young, it doesn't matter. People have this problem.
Okay.
Not around you, but most people have this problem.
No, they have that problem around me. I've had many guys, they're all excited to be with me, and then they get in the bedroom and nothing happens, and it's very insulting.
You intimidate them.
That's what I'd like to think. I like to think everybody's jealous of me and intimidated.
Well, I'm not jealous or intimidated by you, but I like you. I will tell you this. I'm not yet.
Okay, all right.
But they just knock on the door. Hold on. Eliza.
Uh-oh, somebody's here.
I think somebody's here. Hold on. Now, I got to do everything myself.
I can't wait. Oh. I'm so excited.
I got to open the
door.
Sorry,
guys. I know this is an IRL, but it's close. Come on.
Santa was not outside in the back.
What?
Hold this.
Oh,
I'll get Santa.
No. He's never going to get the presents to the kids, you guys. Oh, he's never going to be able to do it. No way. Barry. Hey, Barry. Okay. This is going to be great. Do not worry.
I'm not worried.
You're not worried? Okay. Yeah, you have enough going on. This doesn't even need to go good for you.
Yeah.
This is fun. Thanks, Dandy. You said that at the same time as I did. I said this is fun, and Dandy said this is fun. And then I'll do IRL after this, and I'll put my life in danger. They love that.
What do you do to put your life in danger?
I go on the street, and I interview, like, random people.
That could be dangerous.
And it was incredibly dangerous the other day because there was a robbery that was going on right in front of me.
Oh, my goodness.
And this guy, this kid, he was so young. He was, like, 16 years old. He was running. I've never seen somebody run this fast. He stole something from a store on Hollywood Boulevard. He's running. He knocked me, like, I almost fell down. He knocked me over, and then he took out a taser and started tasering everybody around.
That's crazy.
It was insane.
I've never been tased before. I don't want to be tased.
I don't want to be. I bought a taser. I was too afraid to even try it out.
Yeah, no, who knows what would happen.
Exactly. Like, you could point it the wrong way. You could tase yourself.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. No, I don't like any violence or weapons. That's why I'm thinking about moving to Florida in, like, the middle
Florida
of
has crazy crime.
They
have cannibals.
Cannibals?
Yeah, there's, like, always people, like, high on bath salts and all sorts of other stuff. Like, there's a weird crime in Florida, but there's,
really?
Like, if you Google Florida cannibalism, like, do that tonight just for kicks, you're gonna find a lot.
Wait, that's people that eat people, right?
Yes.
That's better than what's going on Hollywood Boulevard, though.
I disagree, but okay.
You live there. You know what's going on over there.
Yeah,
it's not good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there any safe place anymore?
No, that's what I was going to say. It's like, it's as safe as it can be in LA.
Yeah.
But I have been robbed twice.
You've been robbed?
Yeah. The second time I chased the guy down and got my purse back. Because I was so mad that it happened twice. Yeah.
Do you carry mace or anything?
No. I was just intimidating. Because I don't think anyone... Well, I ran after him for blocks. He was small. And he was running fast. But I caught him.
That's incredible. Like, for me, sometimes I try to act crazy. Like, start talking to myself, or sometimes I'll flirt with the person.
Right.
if you flirt with the person, they run away. They get scared.
Yeah.
If you look at them, if you like wink at them, if you're like smiling, they get more scared of you. But if you're fearful, they could smell that.
Well, I was on a bus and he just took my, he just grabbed my purse while I was on the bus and ran with it. So I had to jump off of the, I had to jump off the bus and chase him blocks to get it back.
I used to take the bus every day. When I worked, I used to live in Mid City and there was so much crime on those buses.
Yeah.
Like every day there's something.
I was working this job over the summer and I had to take the train to Arcadia. And I remember the second night I was coming home, like these people all got on from different train stops, like three different stops. They all knew each other and they all sat down in the car with me and like, not with me personally, but like they were sitting down in the same car as I was in and they just started busting out their meth. Like literally, like they just all got
together. Everybody's like on everything around.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, the drugs.
I was like,
what?
Is it Sunday night? You guys just have meth? That's what you do? You meet on the train and smoke meth?
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get out of here. Let's go somewhere better, right? Where should we go? Where should we live?
Well, the goal is, of course, being the hills.
And oh, Hollywood Hills?
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
But there's some bad things up there. Lady Gaga had her dog stolen. Do you guys know what happened with Lady Gaga's dog? So she had two, what do you call those dogs? Pugs, right? Was it a pug that Lady Gaga had?
I think it was a French bulldog.
Oh, sorry, French bulldog. I get those confused. Okay, so it was a French bulldog that Lady Gaga had. She had two of them. And she had a dog walker. And, you know, I always say this. Your dog walker will never care about your dogs as much as you do, right? They're not going to risk their life for your dogs. So I think what happened... Uh-oh, my microphone's like going like that. So what I think what happened is... that somebody came to the dog walker with a gun.
Oh, 1 second.
And they threatened to shoot the dog walker, and the dog walker lost the dog. I'm pretty sure.
Hey, Santa.
Hello there. How are you?
Good.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey. Yeah. Now we're talking.
Santa's here. Is that cool or
Santa's
what?
Oh, Santa's here.
Merry
oh, this
Christmas,
is great.
Everybody.
I told you.
I told this was going to be fun. All right.
Do you want an alcoholic beverage?
Yes, Anna, do you drink?
Certainly. Just a tiny one because...
A tiny one? You don't drink that much?
You can already tell Rudolph is off his mark tonight.
Oh, yeah, so Santa sleigh couldn't find a parking space. So
really? But there's a parking lot on the back.
Well, we parked on the roof, and then there was no ladder to get down, and there was no chimney, so we had to
go
move the sleigh
poor
and
Santa.
Get myself a nice lift over here.
Santa, this is Elisa.
Hi, Elisa.
Hi.
Lovely to meet you.
So
see
nice
you again,
to meet
actually.
You. Have you seen me before?
Yes, I believe so. And if not, it's my loss that I didn't.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. You're very nice. I knew you'd be
Enchanté.
Nice. Enchanté.
See,
Elisa
doubted that we knew the real Santa Claus.
I didn't think you did. I'm sorry. I have you all wrong. You do know this is definitely the real Santa Claus.
No,
there's
his
no doubt
beard's
about
real.
It. It's a real beard.
Tug on the beard. Tug on the beard.
That's real.
That's real.
This is we've had Santa in with punk rockers.
It's real over here too. It's real there too? Yeah. Wow. I mean, look at you. He's very legitimate. I just want to say to all the audiences that are watching right now, this Santa Claus is a very legitimate Santa Claus. This is the real deal.
First time
right
we had Santa Claus, he was on with punk rock band Cymbal Six.
Wait, he's a reoccurring guest?
He's on every year. He was on. He magically appeared last week when we had Ghost... tour guide Brissa Miller give us some creepy Christmas tales.
Yes. We see you had Santa on multiple times.
Yes, let me, if you will allow me, I will tell you all the times we've had him on. We had him on with punk rock band Cymbal Six, and he let him know that his favorite Black Flag singer was Henry Rollins.
Yes.
Then we had him on with adult film star Cindy Starfall. That's when we found out Santa had a foot fetish.
Oh, you have a foot fetish?
Well, I don't dislike them. Let's put it that way.
Is that like your favorite thing about a woman is her feet?
Oh, no.
No?
Not even close.
What's your favorite thing about the woman?
It's not even close.
Why?
My favorite thing is her mind.
Oh.
And that's so far from her feet.
That's so sweet. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. That's...
But some nice painted toenails and some high heels, that's good too.
Yeah. And then, absolutely. Especially that little French thing on it.
Oh, French pedicure or manicure.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Yeah.
But with someone
pedicures are on
there. I think Santa could take care of that. And then we had Santa on with the... Unfortunately, she passed away this year, but the late, great Kitten TV Dodd, who was a 70s, she was in a lot of Russ Meyer movies in the 70s. She was wonderful.
Yeah.
And then you forgot about that one.
I didn't forget about that.
Okay. And then after a couple of years, during the pandemic, we had him on with two comedians, Rotten Kitty and Maggie Mayfield.
That was very interesting.
And then last year, we had him on with Dominatrix Mara Domino.
Tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
Oh, one of my viewers asked if I'm on the good list.
Oh, you're absolutely on the nice list.
I'm on the nice list.
Well, no, we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that later. We're gonna
on the nice list. He could tell already.
Santa
knows.
Well, we'll see. We'll see at the end of the show. Because
why? What's happening at the end of the show?
You might get a gift.
Am I getting a gift?
You might.
Yes.
If you're nice.
I'm gonna be nice.
If you're nice. So
sometimes I'm nice. Sometimes I do turn on people, but.
Well, I was impressed.
What does
it
take to bring out your naughtiness?
I've been very bad this week. I gotta say, I got into fights with so many people.
What kind
of fights? Tell.
My friend Billy John, he's like somebody I do live streaming with. He's very mad at me right now. He says I chose a friend, my friend Minnie Manson, over him, and he's mad.
Who's Minnie Manson?
I was going to ask you about Minnie Manson.
Oh, Minnie Manson. He's a miniature version of Marilyn Manson.
Okay.
And he sings, and he came to visit me. I hung out with him for 3 days, and he accused me of trying to kill him.
Minnie Manson?
Yeah. He accused me of, because we were...
Did you step on him? What happened?
I didn't step on him. I didn't feed him for a couple hours, but he's a grown adult. So I wouldn't think that I would have had to feed him. And he was claiming to be in what do you call it when you have diabetes? Like a shock. Like a diabetic shock. And he said he's going
to
drop dead.
I agree. It's not your job to feed him.
Exactly.
So you're so Elisa Jordana is putting little people into diabetic comas.
Yeah, that's what he's claiming. But okay. It's absolutely not true. And then Billy John.
First off, let me go back to Minnie Manson.
Sure.
Because one of our regular guests... He hasn't been on in a while, but hopefully he comes on soon because he lives in Portland, is Nick Sinn, who's the original guy who did a mini Marilyn Manson act.
Wait, there's I saw this. Mini Marilyn Manson?
No, this guy was the original. He was doing this act 10 years ago.
So mini Manson.
Your
mini
Manson's
copy of that
a copy of that guy.
Wow. Oh, I can't wait to tell
Look
everybody.
Look up
that.
Nick Sinn.
I will.
Look
I
up
will.
Nick Sinn. I was in Portland probably 6 years ago, saw him do his mini Manson act. It was great. And
really?
He's a great guy. Yeah, we've had him
on. He's a great act. My guy does not.
No, he looks just like he got the makeup like Marilyn Manson. He's legit. It's weird, though, with all the accusations of Marilyn Manson that somebody would try to be like him these days.
Yeah, well, actually, this mini Manson guy turns out to be a very bad guy. So
he's kind of like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, so it fits.
Yeah.
It fits.
Did he try to groom you?
No, I'm kind of ungroomable at this point.
Well, this is
I've been alive a long time.
Not as long as Santa Claus.
Not as long as Santa. A little less than Santa Claus. But, you know, I mean, once you're out of your 20s, I feel like you can't really be groomed anymore. How could somebody groom me? I'm on to you the second you start grooming me.
Well, here's my first question.
Sure.
Because, this happened on the Howard Stern Show the first time you were on.
Yeah.
You said you were asexual. Are you still?
Depends who's in the room.
I guess you're asexual now.
Okay.
Wait a second. I'm sorry, Santa.
I don't want Santa to be upset. I don't want Santa to be upset. But
no way.
It has to be.
Wait a second.
Well, we're going to get to you, Santa. Hold on.
I'm sorry, Santa.
Oh, wait a second. Now she's sexual.
Now it's very good.
Yeah.
Wow, that
she's
is
getting
a good
really
luck.
Turned
Santa,
on.
That is a good look.
Fly Santa.
Fly Santa.
Fly Santa.
Santa looks incredible. Right now.
You're the coolest guy in 1992 with your fly sunglasses. Go ahead.
There you go.
So for me, I'm not someone that goes to clubs looking to get laid, right? Like I'm just not like that. I can't imagine being like that.
That's why we haven't run into each other because I'm in clubs trying to get laid.
Is that what you're doing?
No, I
just can't imagine doing that. For me, somebody has to inspire it in me. So the way to turn...
How do they inspire in you?
Well, that's a good question. So the way they can inspire me to be like, you know, into them and turned on by them is to be trying to make my life better, right? Like trying to make my life better, caring person, like a
like somebody
person.
Who gets you to meet Santa Claus and puts you on his podcast.
Are you single, Mark?
Mark is single.
Maybe.
You're single?
Maybe.
Really? I didn't get that vibe from him. Mm-hmm. I really didn't get that vibe from you.
Oh, really?
You're definitely single?
I'm definitely single.
Huh, that's so interesting.
The interview begins.
Wow.
Yes, now.
I just assumed you were married. I don't know, like, he had the married vibe. You know, I could
see. Do I?
Yeah, because you were so quick to walk away at that festival when I met you.
No, let me tell you how I met Elisa.
Okay,
Eliza.
Okay.
I keep messing up her name.
It's okay.
It's the oat nog. But, because I've had eggnog and I've had ass nog, but I've never had oat nog. You ever had ass nog?
What is that? Is that when you eat it out of someone's ass?
Close. No, if you ever go to Vegas, and I know Santa's been to the Double Down in Vegas, the Punk Rock Bar.
Oh, you betcha.
Where they have ass juice. So they put ass juice in eggnog. That's ass nog. But anyway.
That sounds terrible.
That's the worst thing I ever heard in my life. That's disgusting. That's
anyway,
so terrible. Disgusting.
Well, it is the season. It went in Rome.
It is the season.
Yeah. So here's what happened, Santa. I was at the, I did a funny YouTube blog, as I do, at the Italian Festival, the Los Angeles Italian Festival.
It was a funny blog?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
It was funny? What was funny
Well, you
about?
Saw it.
I didn't see it.
Well, if you saw it, you would laugh.
I would laugh. Funny.
I will tell you the funniest part about it, because I was asking everybody who their favorite Italian is.
Yeah.
And somebody said Marlon Brando.
Hmm.
He was not Italian.
Oh, okay. All right. So I guess that's funny.
Yeah. So yeah. And then,
so that's
and then, and then the other highlight, and I'm sure Elisa's highlight, because, you know.
Was me?
Was I was filming you.
Yeah.
While you were filming me. Anyway.
Anyway, where were we?
Asexuality. No, I was
asexuality. I'm not asexual. People have been accusing me of that for years.
Well, you said that you were on the Howard Stern show.
Well, yes, you did. Okay, here's what was happening at the time. So at the time when I was on the Howard Stern show, at first, like, Benji was, you know, I met this guy, Benji. He was overweight. Not that there's, like, anything wrong with that, but, you know, he was overweight at the time. And I just, like,
I think I've seen him recently. He's lost a lot of weight,
he looks great.
He's still a little overweight.
Well, but he looks a lot better now.
Yes, he does.
But when I get a hold of men, I whip them into shape.
Well, this is why I want to go out with you.
Yeah. No, I changed their life. I changed my life. I could change your life in a month.
Please.
Okay. So let me tell you what I did with a couple guys. So Benji, once I got into Benji's life, I changed his wardrobe. I made him taller. I made him shoes where they had lifts on them.
Nice.
How tall is Benji?
He's like 5'7", but I made him like 6 feet tall.
That's great.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
He doesn't stumble on there?
No. I've seen guys in lifts, sometimes it doesn't look good.
Yeah, I thought it looked good. So I made him grow a beard and a mustache. He had facial hair, like very scruffy, like sandy hair. And he looked a lot better. And people were starting to say he's very good looking. I took him in the studio.
Because he was next to you.
Well, that's another thing.
But yes,
that's actually a double-edged sword, because when I was dating Benji, when I made him hot, every woman on Instagram, on Facebook, they're all reaching out to him trying to steal him from me.
That's not fair.
It's that I had this fat guy that nobody wanted, and then I turned him hot.
Yep,
and now everybody wants him.
Now, wait,
that happened to me several times with different men.
Well, wait a second. Now, you met him on J-Date.
Yes, J-Date.
And from the story that I've heard, and I've heard a few versions of it,
mm-hmm.
It was a friend. See, because this is the whole thing. This is the recurring theme of everything I've ever seen you on. Is people think that you're, for lack of a better word, a star fucker.
Star fucker. I've dated a lot of stars, but why wouldn't you? Like, what are you going to date, like, the garbage man or like somebody that sucks? But, like, I'd rather date the best people.
Well, you have aspirations to be a star yourself too.
That's the thing.
Oh, well, so I was in music, you know. So I was in bands.
This is yes. You wrote your first song when you were 7, which I found very impressive.
Oh, thank you.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's on your Wikipedia page, so you never know.
Yeah. No, someone else made that Wikipedia page, but that is true. So, yeah, I mean, I was in music. I was in bands. I was
Cobra Starship. We were listening to it on the way over.
Yeah, so when I was in that band,
met the lead singer in a club.
Yeah, I met Gabe Saporta. Actually, when I was a teenager, mm-hmm. I went to a Blink-182 concert. He was the opening band.
Okay.
And he invited me backstage, and we would keep in touch on AOL Instant Messenger.
How cute.
Oh, wow.
Such a crush on him.
Gabe is a hot guy.
He's one of the hottest guys.
He's a very attractive guy.
So you think he's cute.
Yeah,
he's
do.
So hot. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Let's be honest. Gabe is hotter than Benji Bronk. Let's be honest.
Well, okay, so by the time I met Benji,
you were asexual for Gabe.
I was so into Gabe. You cannot be more into someone than I was to him.
Well,
he was like, I mean,
some of the people on your live stream will disagree. They're into you that hard.
Gabe was not only gorgeous, but so talented, so driven, wanted me to be a part of it. And that's like the sexiest quality. Like, you know, he was putting this band together and he like really wanted me in it. I was the first person that he wanted in his band.
That's awesome.
And this like gorgeous guy who's so talented and so incredible and so, you know, intelligent, connected. He had it all. I mean, why wouldn't you want to be with someone like
I would
that?
Definitely, if he was interested in me, I think he's bad news, but I'd give
he's,
it a shot.
He's horrible news.
I'd give it
is Gabe single?
He's very, very, very bad news.
Yeah.
All guys like that are.
I know they are.
Is Gabe single?
No, he's married to like a billionaire right now.
Okay, good.
And I'm not surprised. I'm not, the girl that he's married to, I forget her name, but she is a fashion designer that has like her dresses in like, you know, Macy's, like Bloomingdale's.
Oh, cool.
Donna Versace or
yeah, she's like, I forget her name, but she's a pretty famous. I actually had some of her dresses before I found out that they were married and had kids. But I mean, somebody like him, I mean, who wouldn't want to be with someone like that? He's the typical like bad boy.
He is.
He's not very nice, but he's incredibly sexy.
So
my main problem in life is that one of these, you know, these guys, they come to me like every few years.
Yeah.
Somebody like that.
Yeah.
It's not
but this is the thing.
Yeah.
Because he's so hot.
He's hot.
He could get away with it.
He got away with everything.
I was talking to somebody. I was on a date a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the margin for error for me is so slim.
Oh.
A guy like Gabe can, yeah, can call a girl a bitch the whole date and she'll fuck him. Me, I had a second drink, said one thing that was.
So it was over after that point?
It's over. It's over. I mean, she. I've texted and called her a couple times since.
Oh,
and nothing.
No. But anyway, you know, that I hate to say it, Mark. I hate to say it.
But that's what I'm saying.
This is what I think. I think it had nothing to do with that.
What do you think it had to do with?
She probably wasn't attracted to you.
She was very attracted to me.
There's no way she
Nicole,
was.
If you're I know, because I'm me. But Nicole, no. Was she attracted to me? Because you
how
saw her.
How would she know?
She was there. We hung out with her.
On the date? Why were you there?
I made the mistake of bringing her to karaoke.
I will admit that was the mistake. Like, if you had just gone home after that date, you guys would still be dating. She was attracted to him. They danced a little.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were like grinding on each other?
No, we were swing dancing.
I was
dipping her. I was swirling her. The whole thing.
The reason why he had that second drink is she kept buying him drinks.
Oh wow! But it's hard to believe that somebody that's that attracted to him would be turned off so quickly.
Well, you're
something.
Saying that attracted to him. And then, well, that's when he says he has a margin for error. So the attractiveness that she felt went away when he didn't line up with what
I did everything right, yeah, up to a point. That's
yeah, that's the thing. There are some guys that get away with so much, and it's horrible.
Santa Claus is one of them. Santa, tell Lisa how the girls are all over you. Because I've heard a lot. I mean, Bad Santa was kind of a thing about it, but I've heard a lot of women that have Santa fetishes.
There are more than you would think.
You just came from
so
San Diego.
On you, because you're dressed like this, or what do they do? Like, how do they start?
Well, they start out with, "You look hot," and what they mean is that I'm hot, warm, and I say yes, and it's warm in this room also. And they go,
"Oh, so you're funny too."
Am I?
That's a good quality.
Yes, it is funny.
Yes, he's got jokes. Tell her a good Christmas joke, Santa.
Is that a real beard?
Oh, the beard is the thing.
They always want to touch
the
beard.
And they're all touching it. Yeah. Yeah. I touched it myself.
I'm
just one of many.
It's all over.
And Elisa, I don't know if you know this, but Santa has buns of steel. We found this on the show.
How did you find that out?
Because somebody touched his butt.
Who's that somebody? The porn star?
That was kidding. That TV dad touched his butt and said, "Oh my God, you've got really hard."
This happens here?
Yes, yeah, this sort of stuff happens.
You got a really
the
hard heart.
Stuff happens here?
This is the show. We do a lot of sexy stuff.
Is this like a sex show that I don't even know about?
No.
All right, no, it's not. Okay,
but it
she's
does
sort
tend
of a moderator. She's
getting out of control. There's some fetish stuff, but let's get off that. But no, but here's the thing: Nicole and you have something in common because it seems like you guys want to be part of power couples.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Why would I want to be with a guy that's not powerful? I'm very powerful.
No, but you want to be, if somebody's in a band, you want to be in the band. If somebody's on the Howard Stern show, you want to be on the Howard Stern show.
Yeah,
if Andy Dick's coming on.
Yeah,
it's attractive to be able to build something together. And like.
As we've done.
Yes.
But, anyway, go ahead.
Oh, is there attraction there? Are you.
No, as you can see, it's one sided. Go ahead.
Oh.
No, when I met Nicole 10 years ago, I asked her out and she said no. But here's my card. We can be friends.
I was saying that you like building something together and that it can bring you closer. But it also, these days, after every breakup, meaning whatever you were building together ended up going down in flames, or they get.
On December 25th. Matter of fact, according to Revelation 1:13-15, Jesus is black. That means Santa is a fool.
No, I don't think Jesus. I don't think that's true.
Jesus. Yeah. Well, first off,
yeah,
Jesus is.
You're misinterpreting.
Jesus is not white. Jesus is not black. Jesus was an Israeli.
Yeah.
Jesus is a Middle Eastern man.
You have it all wrong.
Jesus looks more like Osama bin Laden than Ted Nugent. But go ahead, Nicole.
December 25th is not his birthday.
Right.
But it's got based on Saturnella.
Yes.
And we went over that last week. Please check out the show with Rissa Miller last week. But go ahead, Nicole. You were saying.
When you break up the thing that you were working on, either one person gets it or it goes down in flames. And so I don't want to build with a partner anymore. I want to build myself.
Right.
Well, you have to focus on yourself. The problem is when you meet somebody very talented that you see, wow, I could really do something with this person. It is so nice.
But I stopped after the last time because it
really?
Ended so terribly. Like
that
I was building something really great with this person.
Yeah.
And then... It just went down in flames. And
but,
so
but
I'm not doing
it
again.
Kind of suck, like, doing something by yourself? And you have to, like, just appreciate it by yourself, and you don't have anybody to share it with?
Well, even though this isn't what Mark meant. That's why I now build with friends, because friends don't betray you, and like you don't end up.
They do though.
Alicia, do you want to switch mics with Santa? I think that would probably be better.
Me? Why, you can't hear me?
I can hear you. Well, trust me, they can hear you in the next studio. I'm just saying, probably better for the recording.
I have like a very loud voice.
Trust me, we noticed, right? But this is another question I have for you. Sure. You have a very East Coast energy. You're from Jersey.
Yes.
And you lived in New York for years.
Yes.
Does this? How do the LA people react to you? Is it? I'm sure there's good and bad.
I don't know any people right now.
But you've been in LA for a while. I don't know any people. You have stories about people like, reacting to your New York attitude.
I mean, people are delighted by me.
Not everybody. You're very polarizing.
No. Some people hate me. That's true. But I mean, usually when I meet people like in person, and it's not just like online, like through a show or something, they usually like me. I mean, I do get into a lot of fights with people. I have a very I emotionally react to things. That's the thing. I've been like that my whole life, Mark.
I know, but that's a very East Coast thing. Yeah. Now, when you first moved to LA, was that there we go.
Oh, here's that Jeremiah thing.
Read Jeremiah 10:1-4.
They're arguing with Santa.
Jesus wasn't
Jeremiah,
December,
we don't want any Bible.
25th.
No Bible study
Matter
tonight.
Of fact, according to Revelation 1:13-15, Jesus is black. That means Santa is a fraud. Jesus is black.
You could be whoever
Jeremiah
you want to be. That's how I feel.
God
Santa wants
Christmas.
To be Santa.
Santa's about
Jeremiah
to walk out. What's the matter with you?
Is Santa getting upset
Christmas.
Right now?
You are not getting any
Santa
Christmas toys.
Based on Saint Nicholas.
Yeah, Santa's.
No, 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 Santa, give us the story.
That was a good question.
So Santa's based on Saint Nicholas, born in Turkey, way back when 7 something. I don't remember the exact date. I wasn't actually there. And as he grew up, and he became a bishop later. But before he was a bishop, he was a whatever they call him before bishops, and he would run around and give money, and he would throw. There was one set of three sisters who had no money, so therefore they had no dowry, so therefore their father was going to have to marry them off to a very poor man, and that was not going to be good. Saint Nicholas then threw money in through the window in the middle of the night, and that gave them enough money to have a dowry. As it happens, their stockings were hung by the window, and the money fell into the stockings. Ergo, we hang stockings with care.
That's a great explanation, Sam.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, magically, your microphone is not sagging anymore. When Lisa was behind it was sagging, but
you know
Santa
what?
Has the magic. No, but
that, you know, I don't like when people come out with things like that and they try to doubt who someone is. So Santa has to defend himself.
Yeah.
And
that's
and,
your audience. That's not our audience. Our audience loves Santa.
My audience right now, because Santa's being so nice right here. And like, how dare you? How dare you doubt him? And look how nice he is. He dressed up for the occasion. He's here. And don't disrespect Santa on any show. So keep that in mind. And just stop with your facts, your little facts, and everything that you think that you know. You really don't know anything. I have Santa right here. So if you have a question for him, just be a little bit more polite when you ask.
Here's a fact.
Go ahead, Santa.
Reindeer don't really fly.
What?
What, true? Reindeer don't
reindeer?
Really fly.
So what's the story?
What's magic?
Oh, it's magic?
It's all magic, yeah.
So
magic, time compression, sleigh, me, corpulent. Imagine me getting down your chimney. Imagine me getting down.
Do you have a chimney?
I don't even have a chimney. If I had one, I would love for you.
I have a chimney. I have a magic key that will work on your door to let me in on Christmas Eve only. It works no other time of the year, so I can't get in any time through the year but Christmas Eve.
Only Santa Claus and Andy Dick.
Drop off gifts. That's my magic key. Want to see it? It's in the sleigh.
But some people don't believe in magic because they're so small-minded. They can't open their mind to believe in something like that.
Do you believe
that.
In
and
magic?
Yes, I do. I believe in magic. Magical things happen to me.
What's the last magical thing that happened to you?
Probably meeting Gabe Saporta. That was magical. Anytime I meet a guy like that,
well,
it's very magical.
Well, that's a great transition because I was going to ask.
Yes.
If you look up Keytar on Wikipedia,
yes.
You have Lady Gaga, you have 80s rockers like Thomas Dolby, Howard Jones, John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin, and you're listed twice.
Yeah.
As famous guitar players.
I'm a famous guitar player.
Alicia Giordano, Lisa Schwartz. Now, what is the biggest challenge playing a guitar?
Guitar is the easiest instrument ever to play.
Really?
You just need one hand.
Yeah. What do you do with the other hand?
Nothing.
Like, what's on the handle?
what do you call that? Like distortion? It's kind of like that. But it's so fun. You know, a keyboard player. When Gabe asked me to be in that band, he said, what instrument do you want to play? I could figure out any instrument. I'm very musical. But I wanted to be in front. That was very important to me.
No kidding. Go figure.
I wanted to be in front. So I'm like, if I play keyboard, they put the keyboard player in the back.
They do.
The keyboard player is never important. So I wanted to be in the front. So I went to Sam Ash in New York City. And I got like, what's the coolest instrument that stands out the most? It was the keytar. So
nice.
I bought the keytar was like $1,000.
That is expensive.
I had no money back then, but I spent my last money on that keytar. It was so worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was worth it.
What was your favorite song to play?
Well, the famous song that we had when I joined the band was that Snakes on a Plane song,
yeah.
Bring It. And people just went absolutely nuts when we played that. People would go crazy. I mean, these kids, I never seen anything like it. They would wait outside our
bus. These kids, you were like 19.
Yeah, I mean, they were kids. Though. It's funny because like fans, like fanatics of different mm-hmm. things that I've seen, they have like a similar look, right? like people that...
They look like, what are the Carpenter Friends fans called?
They're like emo, like... They have like an emo look, and they
well the keytar
Kermitarians?
Kermitarians. Kermitarians. They look like Kermitarians.
Yeah.
But it fit in with the aesthetic, which was that 80s dancey sort of thing.
Yeah. But you know, people would just go absolutely nuts for that song, and I and they would sing along. And I thought it was so incredible to have.
Nah, sent $3 Christmas, or Santa has nothing to with Jesus, the Son of God. How dare you?
Enough of these Bibles.
Christmas or
jeez,
Santa
could you
has
turn
nothing
this down?
To with Jesus, the
well,
Son
I just
of
want to
God.
Respond to this one person.
How dare you? Christmas or Santa has nothing to with Jesus, the Son of God. How dare you?
Okay, so I'd like to respond to that. I'd like also Santa to respond to that. How I'd like to respond to that is if you take like Jesus out of it and any religion out of it and you just focus on the magical part of it, that's for everybody. And that's what I think is like the beauty of Christmas is that everybody can appreciate it and that everybody can enjoy it. And it just brings joy to people. So anything,
take it from Miss Schwartz.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my last name's Schwartz. My mom is Christian. My dad is Jewish. I wasn't brought up with any religion, but what I do appreciate.
Your mom's Italian, right?
Yeah, my mom's Sicilian. But what I do appreciate in life the most is, you know, giving joy to people. So who better to represent that than Santa Claus? Who better? I can't think of a better person to represent the joy. I mean, you walk around Hollywood Boulevard or anywhere in California or LA, and people are miserable. They're miserable. No, like nobody's smiling. People are smoking crack on the street. I mean, there's terrible things going on. There's poverty. There's homelessness.
And robberies.
Robberies. Robberies. Robberies everywhere.
Yeah.
And now we have Santa, and you're going to pick on him? He's the one person that's doing something good for the world. And I don't care what religion you are. You could still appreciate him. Santa?
It has to do with the giving. The giving and the what's in your heart. It's not really about the person.
Right.
It's not about incarnating Santa Claus. It's not about impersonating anyone. And it's certainly not impersonating Jesus. Jesus got nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do
this
with it.
This has to do with me being a figurehead for you to take care of your children, to have a lovely fantasy, to have a lovely tree, to have Christmas. And as they begin to grow and begin to ask questions, you can explain giving and kindness and generosity. And you can explain that once you know about Santa, you can never go back. Mm-hmm. Christmas is a lot more fun if you believe. You can believe as long as you want to, because as soon as you stop believing, you become the Santa, and you have to take care of giving the gifts and keeping everyone happy. So that's why you don't want to mess around and stop believing too early. Now, you cannot believe in the Tooth Fairy, you cannot believe in the Easter Bunny, but you better believe in Santa Claus.
Well, Santa,
ho,
you...
Ho, ho.
In the past, you've talked about beefs you have with the Easter Bunny and with the Tooth Fairy.
You know,
the Easter Bunny?
Bunny,
I have no problem with the Easter Bunny. However, he has a problem with me because he likes to refer to me as that fat bastard that gets all the press. Because an Easter Bunny, really, I mean, eggs, rabbits, what's the
but
connection?
You should get along with him.
Well, I try, but he's
he's a hater.
Difficult.
Is
he's
a hater?
He's a
yeah,
troll.
That's annoying.
Yeah,
I have a friend like that. My friend Elaine is like, kind of like a hater. So when you
Easter Bunny's a troll.
Yeah, the Easter Bunny... So you can't be friends. There's no way.
Well, I try.
You try. You reach out.
I reach out every 40 days.
The one time we had the Easter Bunny on, he had bad things to say about you.
He did.
He was on the show.
Yes.
He was on the show.
I have my connections.
Mark. He gets everybody he wants.
Where does Easter Bunny live?
I do like the Tooth Fairy, though.
You like the Tooth Fairy?
Well, the Tooth Fairy and I get along great. We go to bars sometimes.
Really?
We don't really go to bars, but we go to bars sometimes.
Don't talk about the Tooth Fairy, because Mrs. Claus might be listening, so, you know.
The Tooth Fairy, I imagine.
He's kind of like the guy from...
Is the Tooth Fairy human size or small size? Did she, like, start human size and she can shrink? Can she grow?
She can shrink down, yes, because she has to get... She doesn't have a magic key. So she has to get in the house somehow to take in those $1, $5, $10, $100 bills, whatever she leaves when she takes the tooth. So if you leave, you lose your tooth.
What does she do with all the teeth?
She makes jewelry and sells it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so she makes a profit.
How do you think she gets the money to give to the kids?
I actually never thought about it.
Yeah, she's just buying it at the wholesale level. Oh, what do we have now?
Anonymous sent $5. Santa is a pedo 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 Santa is a pedo.
That's very negative.
So, I would give that $5 back, to be honest with you.
That's very negative. That's very negative, and that's actually the opposite of what Santa is.
Well, how clever to play little girls while you're doing that. Thanks.
Santa is so far from a pedo or a pedophile, which is the whole word.
And they call everybody that. Do you notice it's the most overused insult?
I know, because it doesn't mean anything anymore. But Santa Claus is a reporter. Santa Claus sees anything like that, just like a teacher, just like a doctor, just like a nurse. Anything that sees like that gets reported immediately.
So can you see everything?
I see everything.
So even when you're not... So you see, like me...
When you're sleeping, when you're awake, when you're bad or good.
You know the creepy part? I know when you're sleeping. I heard this song.
I didn't know that was really
not
true.
Not the little girl song, the Christmas song, but...
Which one? I have a question
Little girls by Oingo Boingo. Go ahead.
Yes.
you're starting to get that... Oh, no, it's starting to hit you.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's get drunk. Why not?
You better hit that fireball while it's still here.
So...
That's some fun.
How do I say your name again?
Alisa. Or EJ. You call me EJ. A lot of people call me that.
EJ.
Okay.
I like EJ. Name EJ.
Really?
What a coinky dink, huh?
Oh, that's so cute.
Erica Jane. Call her EJ.
Erica Jane? Whatever. That's her name?
Yeah.
Wait, it's not the Erica Jane from Real Housewives, is it?
Oh, no.
That would be unbelievable.
Erica Jane from Seal Beach.
Oh, okay. Seal Beach.
I'm trying to think of... Hang on a
second. Erica Jane. Yeah,
Erica Jane from Wild Native, the store in Seal Beach. You should go.
That's your niece?
Yeah.
She a nice person?
She's an incredible person.
Is she? Does everybody know who you are?
I'm Santa.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Nicole had a question. What was your question, Nicole?
My question's kind of mean, to be honest.
What's your question?
Let's hear the mean question.
My question is, EJ, do you have any fans that have any positive things to say? Can we reach out to them and see if there's any positive things?
Okay, so Nicole is asking if I have any fans that say positive things. So, you know... They just want to be heard.
I understand. I'm a positivity person. I want to hear some positive.
I'm a positivity person too.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what it is, okay? So something that I've noticed through my show Kermit and Friends and through my IRL and everything I've done.
And by the way, I'll tell you what's positive is Kermit and Friends was named after your dog, which I think is sweet.
Yes, Kermit and Friends was named after my dog. So Nicole just had a good question, I thought. She asked if I have any positive fans that say positive things. And you know what? I've just been doing this so long, Nicole, that it just, like, it doesn't even, like, resonate with me when somebody says something, like, that's negative. Because I remember...
Like Santa's a pedo?
Yeah, like, when they say Santa's a pedo, I think it's an important question to respond to.
It's not even a question. It was a statement, and it's wrong.
It's wrong.
So we responded to it.
And he's playing Little Girls, which is not clever.
Everything.
He thinks it's funny, and it's not.
So I respond to every question and every person.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been like that. And even when I was...
There were a couple of questions in response to that I asked you, but go ahead.
Oh, what question?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh,
okay.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm happy to respond to any question. So people, they just want to be heard, right? And I don't mind. A lot of people do mind, like, you know, Santa being called a pedo or, like, you know, something about Jesus or some problem. But if you're in any public... performance or anything. I mean, if you're running for president, you know, there's going to be Twitter haters. There's going to be fans saying, you know, you're trying to destroy the country. If you're doing anything important that people are watching, there's always going to be naysayers.
And I just block them.
You block them? Yeah. So you block them. For me, I don't really block those people because I want to hear what everybody has to say. That, I mean, that's how we differ. Doesn't make one thing better than
But I was more kind of, I wasn't asking why you're justifying it. I was saying, I was trying to get the inspiration for someone who is positive to start speaking up. Because there, you have positive fans, they can do what my fans do and start saying positive things to, like, make the other guys not be hurt anymore.
Oh, okay.
I was kind of more of a call to arms.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Oh, I can't wait for this. Great.
Dark Mark is great. Nicole is great. Alisa is a god.
That person got it.
Great interview.
Thank
so
you.
Far, guys.
You are getting, yes, Santa. Right, hook this guy up.
Thank you.
And hook Santa up, Nicole, nice with some more eggnog.
That is very nice. Leaf, I appreciate that. But
you didn't send money, so that's
no,
not.
No, he sent $3.
Oh, he did send. Oh,
yeah,
good.
He did.
Okay. Then that's okay, then.
So I just think of it, like, very differently than a lot of people think of it. So, like, for instance, I'm on this, like, network called IP2 Network, right?
Yeah.
And when you Google that, and when you look at the message boards, they, like, almost all the posts are negative about the people on the IP2 network. Oh, like, all of them. Oh, here.
Anonymous sent $5.
Well, thank you, Anonymous. I had no idea.
Thank you, Anonymous. Very nice of you. So on the IP2, like, message boards, it's almost all negative, right? And so my friend was, like, very, very upset about that. She's getting so upset. When I was in my band, there was a website called absolutepunk.net where everything was negative on it. When I was on the Howard Stern show, there was Stern Fan Network, there was Dog Shed, there was Howard Stern Reddit. Everybody on those sites hate Howard Stern. It's just the way it goes. I feel if you're doing anything that people are watching, there's going to be a lot of people coming out against you. And that's just part of it. Look at Jesus. I hate to bring up Jesus again, but, like, you know, a lot of people were against Jesus. He was doing important
things. Yeah, he got crucified.
Well, let's take this from the biblical, because so I really don't want to.
I compare myself
to Jesus.
To Jesus, to Santa Claus. I mean, look, the Easter Bunny doesn't like Santa Claus.
I know.
How dare the Easter Bunny?
It's funny how that works. You know why the Easter Bunny has a problem with Santa Claus? I'll tell you exactly why.
I was just encouraging the people that were positive to come in, and that's what
they're
doing.
That's very nice. That's
because you can have your positive fans defend you. Like, my positive fans...
You can.
I have a lot of really positive fans, and they were, like, nice, giving people. And that kind of kindness can overcome haters easily.
Yeah, okay.
Because the haters I've always found are the minimum. Like, they're not even big enough.
Right.
I have to delete, like, or block one person, like, once every, like, 4 months. And even then, it's usually not even that bad. Like, I don't get people sending me dick pics or any of that stuff. I just have...
I do.
You get people sending you dick pics?
And once in a while. Santa did the other night, but that's okay. But Elisa, let me ask you something. Because speaking of
anything,
hate,
anything.
If we're going to embrace the hates,
yeah, I embrace.
What's the deal with you and Stuttering John? Now, what's
Stuttering
going
John?
On there?
Stuttering...
Because you weren't on the show when he was on.
We didn't know each other back then. Stuttering John came on my podcast several times. He was always asking me out on dates. And he's just not for me dating, but I like him as somebody.
He's not as good looking as the Cobra Starship guy.
No, I mean, I used to like this guy named Gonzo. I don't know if you guys know him.
I heard about Gonzo.
Yeah, Gonzo I used to have a big crush on at that time.
I bet Gonzo looks better than Southern John.
Yeah, Gonzo is Spanish. He's very good looking.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, he's, like, brilliant. He's really brilliant.
You like the mental aspect a lot.
Oh, yeah. I love, like,
but as long as they're good looking.
Gonzo's so funny and just brilliant and great. Just,
now, what happened with Gonzo? Because
I thought Gonzo would like me a whole lot more than he ended up liking me. He didn't really like me that much. When we eventually met, like, he was kind of like a fan of mine.
Right.
And then we met. And when I saw him, I was shocked at how good looking he was and how, like, cool he was, and just his personality was just so perfect. And
kind of like when you met Santa Claus.
Just like Santa Claus. Perfect. Yeah, you're pretty perfect.
So what happened with Gonzo?
Gonzo, he just didn't like me that much. Like, we hung out for a week. He went back to Sacramento, and then he went on a podcast, and, like, a girl sat on his lap.
If you send $3, ignore the troll attacks of Santa. It's
there
a stalker that likes to make it awkward. K-Stalker knows who I'm talking about.
Thank you. Thank you, Brandon. See, there are some nice people.
You manifested it.
I was wrong. Okay, Nicole was right.
So you met Gonzo. Yeah. He's good looking. Yeah. He was definitely your type. What happened?
Gonzo did not like me. He was on a podcast the next week, and I was listening to it, and a girl was, like, sitting on his lap, and I was like, how could
but was
Gonzo?
It? But was it for show, or was it for real?
No, I think he just, like, he wasn't as serious about me as I was about him.
Okay.
And that happens.
That happens
a lot.
That happens a lot to everybody.
I can't believe
everybody
that
seems
happened.
To like somebody that doesn't like them, and somebody has somebody that likes them that they don't like. It happens.
Yeah, it's the worst.
That's the way. That's single life.
Yeah.
Except for Santa. He's married, so he doesn't do
Are
that.
Are you married?
Santa,
oh,
what's
Mrs. Claus,
the
sorry.
Mrs.
What
Claus.
Is the secret of keeping a relationship going for centuries?
Don't be home much.
I thought you were gonna say feet. But so what happened with Stuttering John? Because I met Stuttering John.
I met Stuttering John
three times and he was fucked up all three times.
He's drunk, but I love drunks. Like I love hanging out with drunks. I love like streaming with drunks.
Well, yeah,
like,
we're gonna get to Andy Dick. Don't worry about it. But go ahead.
Like I feel very relaxed around people like that. I feel like you could get to really who someone is if they're drinking or you know they're.
All the filters are turned off.
Exactly. I was gonna say like their guard is down.
Yeah.
So with Stuttering John, he's like a lot of fun, you know. So and he's 100% himself because he's so drunk. So I enjoy that about him. But I wasn't like attracted to him at all.
Right.
And he was very offended by that. Some guys they get very offended. If you just want to be friends with them. So he would ask me on dates all the time. He asked me on a hike. And going on a hike with him didn't seem like a good idea. It just didn't.
Stuttering John doesn't strike me as the hiking type.
Well, he heard that I like hiking, so he asked me on a hike.
So he really had a crush on you.
Yeah, he did. He really liked me. And I know why, you know, because I'm funny. And you know,
hey, you're hot, you're funny, you're smart.
So
you're
not perfect for him in his eyes. But
you're perfect for a lot of guys in their eyes.
No, not really. Not the last few guys I've dated.
What happened with them?
I mean, Andy Dick, I really like.
Well, okay, now let's go to Andy Dick, because we've been teasing long enough. Now, I have met Andy Dick a few times. I've met Andy Dick sober, and the man is hilarious. Nice, sweet. I was on his podcast. He had an internet show. I was on it like 10 years ago.
Oh.
I have done a couple shows with him, comedy shows, and he's brilliant. Brilliant. I knew somebody that was an extra on news radio said he did a line like 10 different ways. And they were all brilliant.
He's very naturally funny.
I've also seen, because he's a Jekyll and Hyde, I've seen the other Andy Dick.
Yes.
Andy Dick showed me his dick. I mean, I've seen.
Oh, he showed you his dick?
Oh, yeah.
Did he hit on you?
Well, I don't know if he's hit on me or the girl I was with, because we were walking down the street, and he's sitting there, and like five guys are trying to carry him home. He's like, hey, you want to see my dick? And he threw and he pulled out his dick.
That's Andy. I believe you.
It is Andy, because that's a very common story in Hollywood.
I'll tell you my story real fast.
Please.
I have a story. Oh, so, I was at this bar that used to exist called Loaded. It's now the Scum and Villainy Tavern. And so I was there with my date at the time, and I was sitting with my date, and Andy comes and sits next to my date. And my date's a pretty little rocker boy, because I like...
That's what you both like.
Yeah, definitely.
And so...
Is that Brenji Bronx style?
He keeps trying to grab my date's dick. And so he would like put his hand on his leg and then he like try to move closer and he was really going after my date. So finally I end up holding hands with Andy Dick in my date's lap to keep him from letting his hands wander around my date's lap.
Yeah.
So you got to grab your date's dick.
Yes.
So there you go.
That's a happy ending for everyone.
Exactly. So I mean he's the best of things, but when
he's
fucked
talented.
Up, he's the worst of things.
Yeah, he's unbelievably talented.
I've seen him on every clip I've seen a Kermit and Friends, and I'll be honest, I haven't seen them all.
That's okay.
But he just looks like a mess.
Yeah.
And I've seen him as a mess.
He was very nice the two times I've met him, because the other time I met him, he was living with my friend, had an apartment complex.
Who's your friend?
You wouldn't know her. Her name's Jessica Zweig. But she had an apartment complex.
Another past guest.
And he lived in the same apartment complex as her, so they'd have, like, these wild, fun parties. Like, he was a lot of fun at that time.
Yeah, he's definitely fun. He's very funny.
I tried to get him on the show for our anniversary this year.
Oh, yeah?
And he gave me his number. I called him up, and he was, like, in, like, a hotel in Vegas. He's like, I remember you, and I'm going to – if you give me $500, I'll come on your show.
Yeah,
I know he's hurting for money, but he's like, I'll come on your stupid show, and I just broke up with my boyfriend, so I'll probably cry on the show. It'll be great.
Aww.
And I'm like, and I'm not doing the impression justice because he was slurring so much more than I'm doing now. When you first met him, like when he asked you to marry him, you hadn't had sex with him yet. You hadn't even kissed him.
No, we never had sex. We made out one time.
But that was after you agreed to marry him.
Well, we had such a connection. That it was crazy.
Did you?
It was not a sexual connection, though. It was something else. It was, he really, like, saw right away that I was, like, special, I think. You know, like, he wasn't attracted to me. I know that. And we've been naked in bed together, and nothing has happened.
Right. Well, he needs Eddie by Giddy, but or a guy.
Yeah. So
he's attracted to men. Did he want you to be his beard?
I think he leans gay, but he definitely was, like, in love with, like, me as a friend, I think.
Right.
I think he was like in awe of, I mean, he came on my show. He was booked on my show as a guest. He came on my show. He was not drunk. He was so professional. And afterwards he called me and he said, "That was so fun. You made that so fun for me. How did you do that?" You know, he never like Googled me or knew I was like in radio.
Right.
He was just like surprised because like a lot of people invite him to do stuff and they're like,
well, how did he come on your show? How did that happen?
So I have a friend that's an artist named William Quigley,
mm-hmm.
and he knew Andy for like 20 years.
Right.
And he booked Andy on my show.
Okay.
But, you know, he does so many things that people pay him to do all the time. So like
right.
people pay Andy like $1,500 to like blow a or use a slide whistle. Like, you know,
you said blow. I thought you were going in a different direction.
I was thinking like something else.
I know you're talking about one of those.
Like, yeah, like oh, yeah, like a blow a slide whistle.
Yeah.
Where so they pay him like $1,500 a day to do that, and like anybody could do that, but you know they want Andy Dick to do that.
Right.
So he makes money doing like nothing,
right?
Like all the time, but a lot of times
probably does cameos, right?
He does cameos. He makes like six figures doing that.
Do you do cameos?
No, I don't want to do it.
Why not?
I like this better. Because cameos, they asked me to do it. Like Cameo reached out to me, but I feel that I wouldn't provide enough value with it. Because like Andy is incredible doing cameos,
right?
Incredible. Like so, I just compare myself. I'm like, I can't do what he does, you know. But I know I'm good at IRL, so I make money that way.
Mm-hmm.
But what was I gonna say about Andy?
But
oh, okay. What I was gonna say is, you know, a lot of people pay him to do stuff, so a lot of stuff is like very amateur. So Andy will go to like, you know, the hood somewhere
mm-hmm.
with people that have never done a podcast before.
Right.
They'll pay him like $200, and yeah, he does need that. So you know, he'll just do whatever. So when he went on my podcast, he was so amazed at, you know, I have like producers, I have people working with me. I, you know, I've been in radio for years, so mm-hmm. I kind of know what I'm doing. So he was like amazed by it. And that felt good to me.
Right.
You know, he's like, I love being on your podcast. I want to do this every week. I go, wow, this guy, like Andy Dick, wants to do my podcast every week. He's
right.
like, yeah, I want to be your co-host. I want to do it every week.
A creative connection.
It was a creative connection. He saw like my value and what I, you know, I could offer him. And he saw that I was like kind of normal.
And there was some comedic chemistry.
There was chemistry in like a really interesting friendship type way.
Well, in a funny way.
Yes. He made me laugh. So much, like everything he says is funny. Everything. So even when
not lately.
No, I even think he's funny now. I'm sorry.
I've got to tell you, and this is the irony.
Yes.
The woman I was with that when he pulled out his dick.
Yeah.
Is a woman I met. One of the most beautiful women I've ever known.
But he pulled out his dick for you or for her?
It's still undetermined. Nobody really knows.
Okay.
And it's funny because
was it hard? Was he hard?
You know, I didn't really get a good look at it, but she said
never seen him hard before.
She said he's pulled out his dick before, and I always thought if somebody's going to pull out their dick, they must have a big dick. But she said no,
he has like a 9.5-inch dick.
Well, I guess she seemed bigger, but
yeah.
She was. I met her. She is somebody that by the time I met her, her brain was so fried from drugs. It was like I wish I met her. The woman I was with at that time.
Okay.
And I was like, I wish I met you. And I never had sex with her because I knew she was so in love with me already. And I was like the one person that ever treated her nice. And she's since passed away. I had never had sex with her because I knew like she was already that infatuated with me. And
But why wouldn't you have sex with someone if they just like really like you?
I was afraid because she was really into hardcore drugs and hanging out with hardcore drug
dealers.
Okay, right. It was a dangerous
yeah.
thing.
I mean,
the saddest part was the month before she died was February, and she posted on Instagram a picture of us on Valentine's Day. It said it's the greatest Valentine's Day she ever had, and what a great guy I was.
Aww.
And then died a month later. This is what I don't want to happen to Andy Dick.
Well,
he's going down.
Help him.
No. He's going, but that's the thing. Once you're down that road, nobody can help you.
Yeah, I don't think anybody could help Andy. He just has to realize, like, he's in jail right now. He just has to realize that, like, that should be his rock bottom.
And him and Ron Jeremy, they grew up in each other.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, I've seen them both grow people.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So Andy, I'm very, like, torn about him. Like, I haven't visited him. I very lightly tried to visit him in jail, right? I put, like...
How do you lightly try to visit somebody in jail?
I looked up, like, you know, how you do it.
You looked up a dick in the prison directory?
Yeah, you can look up a person in the directory, and then you have to fill out something. You have to put your driver's license in there.
Yeah,
I've done it. You have to, like, schedule it, right?
Right.
So a couple times I tried, and there was, like, too many people visiting him. He can only have 2 visitors a week, right?
Right.
So after I tried twice and there was too many visitors, I'm just like, you know, I'll just see him when he gets out.
But here's the thing. Why did you say you would marry him if you guys were friends?
Because I had gone through so many Gabe types.
Right.
That
And Benji Bronk. Now, what happened
Benji
there?
Benji Bronk didn't want me either.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a fool. Because Benji. Physically, it was such a mismatch.
Well, he just does not love me in the way that I'd want.
Right.
So.
And what's the way that you want?
I wish Benji would have said, Alisa, I'll do anything to make you happy. If that's marrying you, I'll do that. That's what Benji should have said.
You see, he didn't put a ring on it. That was his mistake.
No.
Because he definitely worshipped you at a time.
He did worship me at first when I, like...
Before you had sex with him?
When I had sex with him, it went all downhill from
That's
there.
What
and
it was.
He didn't care. And then he had crushes, like, on other women. He would have crushes.
Well, that happens. You have crushes.
Yeah, but I don't want that. I want a guy that is into me, that will do anything to make me happy. If I want a relationship, if I want to commit a relationship, they should want that for me.
Okay,
they shouldn't be like Benji would say. You know what Benji would say to me? He goes, I don't know if I want to be monogamous with just one person. You know how fast a woman dries up when you say that?
Oh, yeah.
You dry up immediately, like the desert.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear that. You know what we want to hear? You know what gets us going, what turns us on? When a guy says, I'll do anything to make you happy.
I'll do anything to make you
whatever,
happy.
Whatever. That's what a guy should say.
I just said it.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Yes.
Thank you, Santa.
So I can't compete with that. But here's the thing. Now, if you wanted Benji Bronk to marry you and you wanted somebody that was that into you, why do you say yes when a guy who's fucking guys and girls all over the place?
Because I didn't think Andy Dick could hurt me because I already knew what he was. Like.
But that's why you marry him?
Well, so Andy is very forthright about things. Like, he doesn't lie. He doesn't, you know, he says, Andy's the only guy that's ever proposed to me, by the way. Andy proposed
really?
To me a weekend, and I know why. He saw that we had something. He saw that he should take me off the market. Andy saw that I was a person that had, like, tremendous value for him out of all the people he
Because had. You were buying him dinners and helping him pay bills and things like that?
Andy is the type of person that I could sit next to him, and I don't feel like I have to keep the conversation going. It's very easy. I can imagine being 100 years old with Andy on a porch, like, in a rocking chair, just talking to him about, like, nothing, and I'd be entertained. That's what I'm looking for.
I'm thinking of a 100-year-old Andy Dick. I'm trying to do the voice, yeah. No. Santa, you're not a 100-year-old Andy Dick. It's like, hi, Liza. Yeah, I'm trying to do like the Andy Dick with an old voice. Hello, yeah. I don't know. I can't do it. Anyway, now there's another thing that we're gonna get to presents and everything else.
Okay.
But before we do, I've got a couple other questions.
Sure.
Now, I saw that. Now you were selling gold for a time. Are you still doing that?
No. So I was selling gold for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was in finance.
Yeah.
It was a good job for me financially, but I wish. Oh wait, I wish the whole time I would have been doing chat. That.
Type 77 if you would marry Alisa.
See, you know.
My chat's nice.
See what I started. So no man has never asked you to marry them.
Yeah, no man has ever asked me to marry. You know, I was in the gold business for 6 years at a very high level. And I was working with 300 finance guys,
mm-hmm.
like on a trading floor. So like
right.
very good looking guys, very rich guys,
right.
all types of cars, right?
Right.
And
you were not asexual then?
Well, there was two guys I was very attracted to there.
Mm-hmm.
But besides, I mean, out of 300. So that just shows how picky I am, right? And a lot of them were cute. But yeah, there was like two guys I liked there. But I just like somebody that's a little quirkier.
Right.
I like a quirky person. I am an unusual person. I don't think I fit into any mold.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I could be with someone.
Well, Mark's the same way. He needs to date women that are intriguing, right?
Intriguing and unusual.
Unusual.
Yes. Exactly. I love that. Like, yeah. I mean, I am definitely a weirdo. I go down Hollywood Boulevard singing and dancing with strangers, like, you know, for my IRL streams. And I interview people and I bother people. And I just do weird. I don't think I fit into... Like, I was in an office environment, but I was doing well there. But
you
could
do both.
I mean, I was on Discord, and I realized, like, you know, I had a hot list in my finance job. You have a hot mm-hmm. list of people you call
right.
that are interested in your financial services, right?
Right.
I realized.
Leads.
Leads, exactly. So I would call 300 leads a day.
Mm-hmm.
300 people a day.
Great.
Sales on the phone.
No, I've done it myself.
You've done yeah. that? Yeah.
Insurance, but yeah.
So, oh, really? I was thinking about getting into that. So I was calling, you know, like 300 leads a day. And nobody wanted gold, really, that I was calling. Like, nobody, like, really wanted. They didn't want me calling them. I was annoying
right.
them. I was bothering them.
Right.
Meanwhile, the whole time, I had a phone, you know, my cell phone there, and my Discord is like going off, going off, going off, going off.
If only they knew it was the Elisa Jordana they were talking to.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I was thinking.
Don't you know I was a guitar player of Cobra Starship?
No, they knew. A lot of people Googled
me. I was on the Howard Stern show. I was the one that got Perez Hilton to finger Benji up the ass. Now tell me about that.
I mean, I think I was equally impressive selling gold, honestly, because, you know, wherever you go, you're going to take your talent, right?
Right.
So, you know, you could be here doing your podcast, thriving at that. You could be selling insurance, thriving at that. You're still you.
Right.
So I think I brought, like, my star quality to
that. No, I'm definitely the weird guy in the office.
Oh, you're the weird guy in the office?
I'm the weird guy everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I was giving speeches in front of 300 men, you know, about the huge deals I was getting. So right.
I'm the person that talks about their cat too much.
You are? In yes. an office?
I was told at my last job that it wasn't an office. It was outdoor at a carnival. And I was told, they really like you, but they think you talk about your cat too much. That was the feedback I got. That's
and by the way, she didn't go a show without talking about her cat. But Elisa, the reason I bring this up,
yes?
I did see a clip where one of your IRL followers
yes?
was so excited to meet you.
Which one?
Was so in love with you. I don't know the name, but then he met you and you started trying to sell them gold.
Oh, that's Kleenex.
Kleenex.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so this guy Kleenex is very insane.
Okay.
He's been like obsessed with me for like 8 years, but
yeah,
he turns on me all the time. Mm-hmm. Like he's like one of these people that he's not like always loving me. If he was always loving me, that'd be great. Actually, he kind of looks like you a little bit.
Yeah, he's an older guy with a beard.
Yeah, he's
he doesn't look as good as you, Santa. I'm sorry. Sorry, Kleenex.
But yeah, Kleenex. So we met. So the first time we met, I thought we had a great time. I actually invited Stuttering John to that meeting. And Kleenex, I thought he was having a great time with me. And then after our meeting...
You invite two guys that are desperate to fuck you to the same thing? Yeah, I know. Girls do that stuff. I know all about that move.
But anyway, after our meeting, Kleenex went on a podcast and talked about how ugly I was. And how he was disappointed in me. And how I wasn't as great as he thought I'd be. I'm like, you know, if you have that opinion, just shut the fuck up. Don't tell anybody that. Just right. keep it to yourself.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Just be quiet. If you have nothing nice to say, just don't say anything, Kleenex.
Right.
And, you know, he's like that. He's wishy-washy. He says good things about me. Like, he donated, you know, to my stream, and then he took the money back. He did, like, a charge back. Like,
can you do that?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh. Don't
broadcast that too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, like, honest about things, and I've been so blessed with this. It's unbelievable because, you know, for years and years and years, I did... I've done creative things my whole life.
Yes.
But a lot of times, you know, I'm doing it and not getting paid for it, right?
Now you're getting paid for
it. So now it's like, especially when I do Man on the Street stuff, when I'm like walking down Hollywood Boulevard right. or like in Beverly Hills or whatever. I mean, it's just.
You can make money walking down Hollywood Boulevard.
You can make money doing anything. Literally.
Santa got it.
Santa
knows what I'm talking
bad
about.
Santa.
So
Hollywood Boulevard.
The last two questions.
Sure.
And then we're going to get to some presents.
Okay, great.
Yay, presents.
Yes. Yay, presents are coming, guys.
Yes, presents are coming. So, were you the one that came up with the Perez Hilton sticking a finger up Benji's ass?
No, I wasn't. And actually...
Because you are credited as one of the writers.
I know. So, okay. So I guess I could say what it is. So, you know, they said on the Howard Stern show that the reason why Benji got fingered in the ass was to get me a writing credit. I had been writing there for like 5 years already.
Right.
So sometimes they just need like a hook on something to make it like more interesting.
I've been on a podcast like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's like something at stake.
Yeah.
So like they put me in it, but really that wasn't like my bit. Benji just really wanted to do that.
But you were a writer. You didn't write that?
No.
Okay. Now tell me the writing process, because now were you at home? Were you in the office?
Yeah. So at first I was just writing jokes for the next day. So you can write like hundreds of jokes mm-hmm. based on what's going on in the news.
Right.
So I would go on like different news sites, and then you write a line that's just like a real news story. Then you write like 20 jokes under each news story.
Right.
So it's topical news. So I start off doing that. Then after a while, they gave me a chance to write live, which means while Howard's talking or interviewing somebody, discussing news or talking about himself, you're writing as it's going on.
So he has a teleprompter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he has a computer, and while he's hosting his show, it's like if you had a computer right now and people were, you know, submitting jokes, but it's crazy because, you know, I'd submit my jokes to Will Murray, who's the producer there,
right.
and then it would go through him. He would decide what to send to Howard or not. So he doesn't send all my jokes to Howard.
Sure.
But it's amazing, like, the time.
Well, you're not the only writer either.
There's, like, 50 of them.
Sure.
At the time, there was, like, 50 writers.
Right.
So
that's how Shuley got it.
Yeah, so was Shuley an intern first?
He was an intern. Well, Shuli was a caller, and then she was an intern.
Oh, right. A lot of people start as callers.
Because I know Shuli back in the day.
Oh, you know Shuli?
Yeah.
Are you a friend of his?
I haven't seen him in a long time, I know he does, but we've done comedy together. According to Wikipedia, the IRL is pretty recent, but it sounds like you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, I've been doing IRL for 2 months. So,
okay.
I had this guy on my show, Kermit and Friends, called Wappy Flanker.
Oh, of course, Wappy.
Yeah, Wappy. He's a great, great musician. He's a great writer. Oh, thank you, Santa. You're so nice. Can you plug that in for me? Thank you.
She's bossing Santa around.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you, Santa.
Yes.
I had this guy named Wappy Flanker, who's a really, really great musician. He's like incredible. And he would come on my show every week and perform.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy got beat up really badly in Las Vegas. A guy robbed him and beat him up.
I think that's about the time I was talking to him.
Oh, really?
That's really unfortunate.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, his face was all messed up.
Did he try to grab his dick, or what happened?
You never know with him. You never know with him. So basically, I thought of like all the people I knew in Vegas. I thought of Wappy first, and I said, Wappy, can you please take Andy and let Andy stay with you just while he recuperates? And he said yes. And Wappy was a live streamer, and I didn't even know that. I didn't even know he was like in this IP2 community or doing IRL. I had no idea. I just thought he was on my show, and that's it. I didn't know he had another fan base or anything. So he put Andy on his cot. Andy would be laying on his
cot. Not cot.
Yeah, cot.
Yeah, cot.
And
three letters.
C-O-T. Yeah, go ahead.
And he would be live streaming Andy like 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so other live streamers saw that Wappy was making a lot of money doing this. And they literally broke into his house, took Andy from him for their own selves.
That is crazy.
It was so crazy. And like, these are all strangers. Like, these aren't people that know Andy or anything. These are completely like new people that just saw like a
This is what I'm saying. He's that helpless that
he's helpless. He's 100%. He's like a baby.
But that's the years of drug use.
No, he's like having an infant that you have to feed him, you have to clothe him, you have to make sure he's not kidnapped.
After a while, it's just you're null and void.
Yeah, it's really difficult. It's horrible, actually.
You think that's bad. What do you hear this? Nicole, now while you had the band Guar on, and we love Guar,
yes,
somebody
Guar. You like Guar?
Who doesn't love Guar?
Oh, cool.
Santa, you like Guar?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the thing, but somebody messed with your broadcast. Somebody hacked your computer while Guar was on.
They call it DDoS, where they could hack into your computer and like mess up your internet. So
okay,
people were doing that to me, but. You know, that's a big problem with doing the kind of podcast I was doing.
Right.
Is that people can like literally like get into your computer and like move around all your stuff. And I hated that. And I was miserable doing it because
this was another guy you liked.
What guy?
There was a guy, I forget the guy's name.
Captain? Captain?
No, it's another guy, the one that hacked you.
Botter?
I don't know the guy's name.
Pixelbat.
Pixelbat,
you know
Pixelbat. I know all about it. I've been researching it for 2 weeks.
But you researched me and Pixelbat came up?
Pixelbat fucked with you while Guar was on. I can't believe Odie's didn't kick his ass.
Okay, so Pixelbat is this little avatar that's teal and pink. And he was in the Captain Content, which is another streamer, his chat, like, every day. And this Pixelbat was, like, so cute. It was just a cute little character. It was, like, a little monster. And I just, like, found him to be, like, adorable. And he was just, a little avatar. Anyway, he started to hate me for some reason. And he attacked my computer. He doxed me. He DDoSed me. He tried to ruin my life. And it was very fucked up. So I was upset. And I was the most upset.
Apparently, we've gotten over it. You forgot the guy's name.
Yeah, well, he changed my Wikipedia page. He hacked into that. He's like a hacker, this guy.
Right.
And so one day I'm doing Kermit and Friends from my computer, and I see all my files moving around, and it's fucking Pixelbat in my computer.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So this little guy that was just a little avatar that's blue, it's like was trying to take over my life, and I think he was very jealous because I had a relationship with a guy that he had a crush on. This guy, Captain Content, who Pixelbat was always in his chat.
Right.
And Pixelbat saw me with that guy and got very, very jealous.
IRL is very incestuous.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, 'tis the season. Santa, you're having a great time.
Are you?
Look at how red Santa is.
Do you know anybody with a real name?
Not really.
No, okay.
Well, actually, Andy Dick's real name is Andy Dick. But,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so Andy is about as close as you can get to him.
I don't know if Benji Bronk's real name is Benji Bronk, but you would know that.
Oh, it is. It's Benji Bronk.
Okay.
His real name.
So, Santa.
Yes.
You know, we have to figure out who's been naughty or nice. Now, Obviously, I would think it'd be obvious Kanye West has been very naughty this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No presents for Kanye this year?
No, and he kind of didn't he have something to do with a Bitcoin thing out of
thing that's going on? So anybody crashes Bitcoin, he's out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Elon Musk.
Bitcoin itself, but the one that Bacon guy that went crash just 2 days, 3 days ago.
Right.
Anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
So anyway, we have two people that may or may not be getting presents.
Why? Who's not getting presents here?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Would you like to start with Elisa or would you like to start with Nicole?
We'll start with Nicole because
Nicole's very nice.
Okay, Nicole, you got to sit on Santa's lap. You know how it goes.
Oh my God, she's sitting on his lap.
Yeah, well, you're next.
What's happening? I'm next. Oh no.
Yeah, I can't see her having done anything.
Oh my gosh, look at Nicole's coming over here.
Hold on.
Oh, look at this. Wow.
It is the season.
Oh,
it's like you never had a Christmas, Lisa.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I never had Christmas like this. Like
adult. You haven't. Is there any way you can move the microphone out of the way, somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Because we got,
look at that. Adorable. Aww.
And fans in the
they're
picture,
so cute.
Lisa, get in the picture because everybody picture? Wants to see okay. you too, but we're going to get you on the lap too. Okay.
Let me get it.
All right. There you go. That is great. Now, Santa, here's the question. Now, Lisa, I know it's all about you, but defer to Nicole for a second.
Defer to Nicole.
Has Nicole been nice or naughty this year?
Well, from what Santa. I've heard tonight, she's been nice, and she has a cat, so that's a big plus.
Okay, well.
Only one cat.
I know that you dropped off something here for
Nicole. Oh, wow.
Nicole.
What is this? Oh,
so,
my God.
Santa gives it to her.
Look at this. Oh, my God. This is so fun.
There we go.
Oh, my goodness.
Nicole, could you open up the present, Santa? You know what you got her, but...
I did, but you're going to tell the rest of the world.
I see tiny bottles of Fireball.
Yes, of course.
Tiny look at this.
I don't know if you've got anything to open that one up, but that's a great present.
My keys are in my purse.
I've got a keys. Hold on.
Yeah, we need something sharp.
Do you have a knife? Do you have a...
instrument here.
Yes. Here.
There we go. Masyav is ready to go.
This is actually from a past guest that we had on last week.
What is? Oh, this? Oh, this gift?
This gift.
Oh.
And there's way more gifts to come. And it just arrived today.
That makes me so happy.
Magically because of Santa.
Yes. Polar Express.
Yes.
$3 I got for Elisa, but she has been very good this year, Santa.
Thank you.
Oh, wait a second.
Thank you.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Well, no, it's up to Santa to judge, not your...
They like me.
I like you, too. I like
you,
too. Now that I've met you... And
yeah, I like you better.
No, when I met you at the Italian festival, I liked you.
I was nice there, I bet. I'm a little
You seemed a little rushed. Right,
I was rushed?
And by the way, so we'll tell the story while you're opening
this
that.
This is for my cat.
Yes. This is the cat Krampus from Risa Miller.
So nice.
Oh, yes. Cat Krampus. Be careful you don't leave the cat alone with that because he'll get out his birch.
Yes.
And birch the 14.
So that's cat Krampus.
And I have a card.
Yes.
It's addressed to you too, Mark. It's addressed to Mark, Nicole, and Trouble.
Well, then you keep it.
Let's open this. This is so wholesome, you guys.
This is so wholesome. We've been talking about Andy Dick showing his dick. We've been talking about fingering Benji Bronk. We've been doing all sorts of things. Talk about how you're asexual you are, except when a guy's hot. It just seems to happen. It's like, I'm not into sex unless the guy's really hot. And of course, everybody's been blaspheming Santa Claus and all of that.
They've been alleging Santa's blaspheming.
The sun is in the south and the days lengthen fast. And soon we shall sing of winters that have passed. For now, light the candles and rejoice as they burn, and dance our dance at the sun's return. Traditional Celtic verse. Thank you all for the two guest spots on the show in 2022. Happy everything, gracias, Risa.
See, these are what our past guests think of you. Lisa, you ever want a tea reading or a smoke reading,
reading. You totally have her on your show.
Go to tea.
I should?
Yes, go to.
Wait, is she local?
She's in Baltimore, but she could do it over Zoom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cheers for my working out.
Oh, yes. Oh, there's a 5-pound kettlebell.
Not that
you need that, but I know that you
used it for fun.
Yes, Fireball.
Somebody on an airplane. Cool.
Here is my vegan journal.
Vegan journal. Risa Miller is the editor of the Vegan Journal. Subscribe. And she got us that, and we appreciate it.
A drinking game?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
It is tongue-tied the drinking game.
I fail at this.
Yes, it's tongue twisters while you're drunk.
And then there's a candle, because I always love candles.
How does it smell?
It smells delicious.
I'm not real life? How am I not real life? Yes, I am.
Who said you're not real life?
Schmiggy Schmadler just said I'm not
Schmiggy
real life.
Schmiggy Schmadler is doubting your being alive?
I'm alive.
Somebody named Schmiggy Schmiedler is...
I'm real, too.
Right.
Yeah, Santa's real. We're all real here. This
well,
is
I think I think, I think we've I think we've teased it long enough. It's time for you to
Me?
Get on Santa's lap and see
oh
if you've been naughty or nice.
Oh, my gosh. I'm on Santa's lap right now, you guys. This is what's happening. Yeah, that's part of my real life. How?
Yes.
All right, I'm on Santa's lap.
By the way,
you're... I want to make my lighting better. Hold on.
By the way, your outfit's so cute.
My outfit's so cute?
Yes,
thank
it
you.
Is. Yes,
it's
it is.
It's hard to dress when it's like
it's very,
it is.
Very nerd chic. I like it. And that's a compliment for me. It's kind of goth. Has Elisa been good this year?
She has. She's been very good. She's been doing a lot of things, a lot of good for people, and she's been dealing with a lot of people who are, you know, haters. But what are you going to do with them? They're everywhere you go. So I think you've done a magnificent job.
Yeah.
There we
thank
go.
You.
Santa.
Cousin, you guys. Oh, look how cute this is.
Look at
everybody.
That.
Look. Tis the season. Thank you guys so much.
Tis the season. Santa Claus said you
were
good this
so
year.
So nice. I've been very, very, very good.
Yes.
People are saying they watched me be bad. No, you didn't. I was never bad. I'm always good.
Were you?
Every once in a while, the alter ego slips in, but most of the time.
Look at that.
Cute.
There it is.
How
there.
Cute is it?
Look,
thank
it,
you guys.
It's Christmas themed, I think.
Christmas themed. This is so sweet. Aren't we so, like, just great people in here?
the sincerity is dripping
that.
Off you, Elisa.
$3. I never believed in Santa Claus until tonight.
Thank you.
See, awesome. Look at that.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas
I agree.
To you. Thank you.
See, isn't that
we're
nice
having
person?
A good time here.
We're having yeah. a good time.
Yes.
Elaine says I only deserve coal this year.
Elaine, what's the matter
Elaine,
with you?
That's my friend Elaine. She's like, I don't know.
Oh, so she could say it because she knows
yeah,
you.
She,
but
that's
yeah.
my
she could bust your balls, but
yeah,
nobody else can.
She busts my balls a lot.
Hang on a second. With the price of coal right now, that's a good thing.
See, maybe you should sell coal futures.
Yeah, I'm just like kind of tired of doing that kind of thing. You know, I put all my effort into this,
and it's paying off.
Yeah, it's paying off. So
tell us what the scent is.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what the scent is. Okay.
It's all right. I can see how thrilled she is to get.
No, I'm very happy. You guys are nice people, and you know, I didn't know what this was going to be. I only met you for a few seconds.
I know it was pretty. And the thing was, I was filming you, and you were filming me, and I can't believe that's the first time that happened.
What do you mean?
That somebody was filming you while you were filming them?
No, I mean,
because there's so many IRLers in Hollywood.
Well, I met a lot of TikTok, or not. I met TikTokers. I met Twitch streamers.
Right.
I met. This is Ultimate Hydration. Everybody, just check this out, please. And then I got this. Somebody just said my car runs on coal. I don't even drive.
Yeah.
So
there you go. Everything's got to be. Yeah.
My chat is very funny.
And you don't have a car in L.A.
You know, I want to get out of L.A. ASAP.
Really? Where are you going
to
go?
I think I'm going to go to Florida.
You have a lot of fans in Florida.
A lot of humidity there.
Or as you say, Florida.
Florida. I want to go to Florida. You know what? I loved it. I just went.
Well, you will in about 30 years.
Well.
It's the law.
I know, right? But no, I have a lot of people that I know there, and I have, I don't know, I just had so much fun when I was there, and it's a lot cleaner, no homeless, like, people as far as I saw.
There are a lot of Kermiters
in Florida. In Florida. And actually, all over the world, there's Kermitarians. You could be from anywhere. You could be a Kermitarian.
But you have a big Florida Kermitarians.
Yeah, but I can travel. You know, I was thinking about getting an RV and traveling to all my Kermitarians from all over the world.
Make sure you stop up at the North Pole.
That'll be my first stop.
Santa?
Absolutely. And while I'm at the North Pole and with my dictionary open, finding out what a Kermitarian is.
Oh, so that's from my Kermit and Friends. I actually called Kermit and Friends.
Ah, okay.
It was named after a dog.
And the people that enjoy Kermit and Friends, we call them Kermitarians, but anybody could be a Kermitarian.
Santa, are you a Kermitarian now?
I am now, absolutely. I'm a hook, line, and sinker. So, is this based at all on Kermit?
So my dog, I had a dog named Kermit. She unfortunately passed away at 14.
Oh,
her name was Kermit.
Sorry for your life.
Thank you. Her name was Kermit, and she, everywhere we went, Kermit was always going up to people, making friends, bringing people to me. Her whole life, she did that.
A retriever.
Yeah. Like a retriever. She was small.
So did Benji Bronk.
Benji Bronk what?
Brought people to you.
Kind of. I didn't meet that many people through him.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, my dog Kermit, though, I mean, Benji's similar to a dog in a way. Benji's very friendly.
Right.
But he brings...
If you rub him on his belly, does his leg shake?
Benji's a very big sweetheart. He really is. He is a big sweetheart. At the time, like when I was dating him, I didn't meet that many people through him, and mm-hmm. we were very isolated.
But you got in the Howard Stern vortex, for lack of a better word, because of him.
Yeah.
You went out with the hot guy from Cobra Starship. You became a member of Cobra Starship.
Yeah.
You went out with the not-so-hot guy from the Howard Stern Show, and you got on the Howard Stern Show.
Yeah.
You met Andy Dick, and now you're an IRL star.
That's true. That's true, yeah. I never would have done IRL if I didn't know Andy. I don't think.
Right.
Because, I don't think I would have, actually. I get inspired by people, right?
Right.
So Andy is inspiring. And, I mean, when I see something like that, and I see him doing it, and, you know, I'm trying. I did Man on the Street for Howard Stern for years.
Right.
Which is IRL. That's what IRL is.
Yeah.
So Man on the Street is just going up to people, like, with a microphone, interviewing them. I'm doing a very similar thing now.
Right.
So maybe I would have done it, but definitely Andy doing it, me seeing him do it, definitely inspired me. I get inspired by people.
He goes down streets that I would never go down.
Andy?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
To get his crack and all the other stuff or whatever
what
else
mean?
Is going
on. No, people bring stuff to him. He doesn't need to go down any streets.
But he does.
What do you mean? How do you know?
I don't know. You know better than I do. The last question I have, did he want you to be his beard? Do you think?
He didn't say that.
But do you think he did?
I never really thought of that. Did Andy want me to be his beard? He never said that. I felt like there was a genuine connection that was special,
mm-hmm.
Not sexual, but special in its own way.
Mm-hmm.
So beard, I felt like it was more than that.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Well, forget about him. Forget about Benji Braun. Forget about Howard Stern. Forget about Cobra Starship.
Mm-hmm.
You are blazing your own trail.
Thank you.
And you are a delight.
Aww.
And we have loved having you.
Absolutely.
And we would love to have you again, because as I predicted, as I knew, we barely scratched the surface with you. You have an amazing life, and it's just getting better and better.
Thank you.
And I hope you stay in L.A. and don't go to Florida. Anyway, Santa?
Yes?
We always have great guests. You are at the top of the list every year.
Well, thank you.
Santa, tell everybody, if you have anything to plug, anything people have to say, a message to the kids, message to the adults, whatever you want to say.
Enjoy Christmas. Enjoy yourself. It's a season of giving. Just roll with it. Just roll with it.
And Elisa?
Do I have any advice?
Advice?
Well, is that what you're asking us? Right
no. Any plugs? Anything
plugs.
You want to plug?
Okay, so my plug is my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/ElisaJordana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm live on there like 3 to 4 times a week. You can watch mm-hmm. me do IRL. You can watch me do Man on the Street. And I'm looking forward to meeting all your fans.
Everybody wants to watch Elisa.
Everybody should.
Well, you like to watch yourself. You've been looking at the camera the whole time.
Well, yeah, I love my chat. And it's also a mirror.
No, I know it's a mirror.
I know, that's a problem.
That I wish I had your confidence. I wish I had the confidence that, like...
I'm not that confident.
You're that confident. Look at me. Look at how hot I am.
Right, I don't like the lighting, honestly. I pick myself apart. I'm like, I don't like the lighting. It's too weird.
Fluorescence not doing it for you?
No, it's not.
There's no such bad thing as bad lighting for you. Or Nicole.
Hey.
One thing I will say, Elisa, get Nicole's new poetry book.
Yeah?
It's a perfect Christmas present. It's called Slow Burn. It's on lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Just look up Slow Burn. I am at Nicole6Books on Instagram, and I am Nicole H6 on Facebook.
You should have the Easter Bunny and EJ on the same show.
Maybe.
Is Easter Bunny mean, though? You said it was like me and the bunny.
No, he just doesn't like me.
Oh, okay.
He's not a bad guy at all. He's
so I think Santa wants to...
names for little kids. First he hides, I rap, he hides. So, you know, there's that dichotomy there.
Santa's saying he wants to hang out with you again.
Oh, I would love to hang out with you. Actually, do you live in Hollywood?
No, I don't.
Where do you live?
I live in Orange County, behind Orange County.
Oh, Orange County? You came from Orange County?
I did.
Just for this. Oh, that's so sweet.
Wait a second. Yes, I came from Orange County for this magnificent broadcast.
I'm Goth Comedian on all social media, and I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday season. And a wonderful new year. Have a wonderfully creepy holiday. Bye.
Bye.